You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
And after a very unpromising spring, I know that all our farmers are giving thanks for what's been a pretty decent harvest. And a big thank you to everyone for all your splendid gifts of produce. As you can see, we've been quite overwhelmed. So let's all join together in that fine old hymn of praise, "We plough the fields and scatter."
Lovely to see you. Great to see the church so full, isn't it?
Alan?
Oh, Shula.
Lovely service.
Difficult to go wrong with Harvest Festival.
I was wondering if I could have a word.
Yeah, of course.
Bye, Vicar.
Oh, goodbye, and thank you for coming.
Now is probably not the time, but...
Oh, hello, Ruth.
Great service.
Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed it. Hi, Shula.
Don't often see you here.
It's one of those special occasions, isn't it? Like Christmas and Easter.
And I see you managed to drag Josh and Ben along.
Josh didn't need dragging.
He contributed a tray of eggs, didn't he?
Yeah.
Very generous.
Thanks, Alan. Nice service.
Oh, thanks for coming. See you at the harvest supper.
Anyway, I'd better round them up and get out of your way.
Yeah, me too. Oh,
bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Right, you said you wanted a word, Shula.
Are you around this afternoon at all?
I have a couple of calls to make. I could drop round on my way home. About 4 o'clock?
Oh, that would be brilliant. Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
David, how are things?
Oh, damn it!
What's the matter?
Oh, I've burnt my finger on a saucepan lid.
Oh, badly?
Well, it's all right, I'll live. I'm supposed to be cooking lunch. Ruth's taking the boys to the Harvest Festival.
Oh, right.
How long does it take runner beans to cook when they're a bit old and tough?
Well, 10 minutes should do. But if they're really stringy, don't bother.
OK.
Is that the only reason you rang me?
No, sorry. Are you around this afternoon?
I haven't got anything planned. Why?
Only I just remembered it's your wedding anniversary, isn't it?
Yes. 19 years it would have been. Amazing.
Mm. Would you like a bit of company?
I'm fine. But it's always nice to see you.
OK.
Come for tea.
Will there be cake?
Of course.
Caroline, should I cook those courgettes or the rest of the broccoli? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling.
Why are you dressed like that?
That was Linda on the phone.
Oh, no.
There's a flood in the health club changing rooms.
Well, there's nothing you can do. Tell Linda to call maintenance.
No, she's done that.
Well, then...
But they've had to close the changing rooms and there's been a complaint.
Well, who from?
Oh, one of the guests. Demanding to see the manager. Point is, Oliver, we simply cannot risk any more bad publicity.
Well, surely you can wait until you've had some lunch.
You have yours. I'll have something when I get back.
Yeah, well, when will that be?
Oh, we need to sort out the health club. Linda said there were no end of problems when we were away. Especially at weekends. Oh, no.
No, I'll get it. Shula, come in.
Oh, is this a bad time? Are you about to have your lunch?
Well, we were.
I'm just on my way out, I'm afraid. I have to go into Grey Gables.
Oh, no. What's happened now?
Oh, more problems with the health club.
You need to appoint a new manager.
Yes, I know. I'm really sorry, Shula. I'll give you a ring later, OK?
Yes, all right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, sorry.
It's OK. I just called in on the off chance.
She's been on edge since we got back. And since that article in The Echo, Caroline's had to cope with cancellations and the threats of litigation. I don't know. Can I tempt you with a coffee?
No, really, Oliver. I was only passing.
I hate seeing her like this, Shula. She's driving herself into the ground again, and there's absolutely nothing I can do to stop her.
I was just on my way to check out the pasture.
Oh, no.
See how much longer we could leave the cows out.
Oh, what a mess.
And I spotted it. It's badgers, isn't it?
Of course it's blasted badgers. It's typical, isn't it? They wait until the cobs are just about ready, and then they're in there.
Like birds with cherries.
Like a herd of buffalo, trampling it into the ground.
It's not that bad.
It will be if we leave it.
Well, the contractors are coming in on Thursday, aren't they?
Yes.
Then this will all be in the silage clamp.
Well, that leaves 4 nights for the badgers to wreak merry havoc.
Electric fence?
Well, it's all we can do, really. Won't stop the little beggars for long, will it? Might keep them at bay till Thursday.
You see, I mentioned to the people at the Elms that Daryl had been bullied by this bloke, Eric.
I see.
And apparently Eric already had a reputation, but I never dreamed they'd bar him from the place.
Well...
Oh, I know. Anyway, they did bar him. He blamed Daryl, and then he beat him up.
Oh, no.
Yes, really badly. He was in a dreadful state. Black eye, side of his face all swollen and... Well, of course he blames me.
Oh, Lord.
For interfering. But really, Alan, I didn't mean... Oh, Daryl was so angry. It was awful. He just lost it with me.
Shula, I'm so sorry.
I was so shocked, to be honest.
And he's usually such a gentle soul.
And I only want to help him.
I know you do.
Instead, I seem to have alienated him completely.
Look, you mustn't go blaming yourself.
Oh, that's all very well. But I can't. I can't just give up on him.
Look, Shula, you can only help people if they want to be helped.
I can't abandon him.
I know it's hard, but sometimes you just have to take a step back.
Oh, I know. That's what Alistair thinks. Which is why I wondered. He doesn't want my help, but perhaps if you... I mean, I know you have a lot to do with the Elms, but there must be other places he could go.
Yeah, the trouble is access. I mean, he doesn't want to be too far away, does he?
No, I suppose not.
Oh. I was thinking about him this morning, actually.
Were you?
Yeah, well, we had such a mountain of stuff contributed for the Harvest Festival. I thought to myself... I bet Daryl could use some of that.
Well, so you're going to see him?
Well, yeah, if I can find him.
You've got his phone number.
He doesn't answer his phone.
No, he picks up messages, though. He has to, in case he hears of any work.
OK. Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, thank you, Alan.
So they've done a lot of damage?
You could say that.
Well, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, I felt like that when we had moles dig up the lawn just before a big wedding. Oh, I was furious.
I mean, rats and pigeons, nobody bats an eyelid. But when it comes to badgers...
Ben thinks they're cute and cuddly.
Well, they are a bit, aren't they?
He'll learn. Honestly, when you tot up what they've cost us over the years...
Oh, don't the trees look lovely?
Yeah, it's glorious, isn't it? When the leaves are just beginning to turn... Nigel always said this was his favourite time of the year.
I remember him charging through here on his bicycle.
Yeah, it's going much too fast.
Yeah, and he'd hit a tree root and fall off.
Be terribly aggrieved,
yeah.
As if tree roots have no place in an arboretum. I still have those moments when I forget that he's gone.
Do you?
I find myself thinking, I must remember to tell Nigel. I think I'd have got used to it by now, wouldn't you?
Well, it's not been that long, has it?
But you're doing okay, aren't you?
Suppose. Well, yes. I was thinking the other day, you know, this time last year, I was working all hours just to, well, sort of, you know, avoid the loneliness of being without him.
Mm.
But now I'm really enjoying the work, especially as things are finally moving with the dairy block conversion.
That's going ahead, is it?
Yes. Planning permission's been sorted, so it's full steam ahead.
Oh, really? What, you've got the builders all lined up?
Yeah. They're contractors that Julian's worked with before.
Julian?
Architect.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we're in the process of finalising a programme of work with them. But they're going to start stripping out, so, well, you know, actually it should be 2 weeks tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Anyway, have you talked to Mum about her birthday?
Oh, she says she doesn't want any fuss.
She always says that.
Well, I offered to have a little supper party, but she says she's got a meeting that evening.
What sort of meeting?
About the Christmas show.
First I heard of it.
Christmas show? So this'll be Linda?
Presumably.
Oh. You'd think Mum could have said no for once in her life, wouldn't you? Seeing as it's her birthday.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. But apparently Linda's got something planned for Christmas that Mum thinks is a bit earnest and not much fun. So she feels duty-bound to talk her out of it.
There we are, one pot of Earl Grey.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Now, you're sure you wouldn't like something to eat?
No, really. Ian did me some sandwiches.
There's loads of chicken left.
Oh, we'll have it for supper.
OK.
I'm sorry I was so grumpy this morning.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
So, everything running like clockwork?
Yes.
Even the health club?
Mm, yep, sorted.
Good. There we are, darling. Nice cup of tea.
Oh, thank you. You know, Oliver...
What?
I've been thinking.
About?
The future.
Oh, yeah?
This past week has been just ghastly.
It has a bit.
I came back from Italy feeling so calm and relaxed and in control. Look at me now. Ratty, bad-tempered. I know I've been horrible to you.
Understandably.
None of it your fault.
Well, some of it was.
A couple of times this past week I found myself wondering... Is it really worth it?
You know my opinion.
It's the thing of being responsible all the time for things other people do.
Or don't do.
Shouldering the blame, picking up the pieces, having to grovel and say sorry when it... It can be such a thankless task.
Sometimes, yes.
I'm honestly not sure I want to carry on.
Really?
I've started to wonder... To wonder if we mightn't sell up.
Sell up?
Mm. It's the only way to be short of the responsibility. And then we could spend half the year in Italy if we felt like it.
Well, suit me down to the ground, darling.
Well, then?
But I'm not sure it would suit you.
Why not?
Because... Well, look, I know this past week has been dreadful. But you love Grey Gables. You're dedicated to the business. And you'd be lost without it.
I don't think I would.
You'd miss working and after a few months you'd be bored witless. I'm regretting that you've given it all
up. No, you're wrong.
Darling, I'd like to think I was. And I sincerely hope that sometime in the future you will be able to give it up. But this isn't the right time.
Why not?
Because things have gone so badly wrong. Because you're under pressure and fed up and you just want it all to go away.
But that's the whole point.
Believe me, Caroline, this is not a good time to be making life-changing decisions. You need to get through this... Let the dust settle. And then see how you feel.
Dad put the bill upstairs last week, so it's all fixed.
Oh, that's brilliant, isn't it, Susan?
Yeah, lovely. And I've said I'll go back later in the week and talk to her about food. We don't know exact numbers yet, but Jolene doesn't seem fazed by it.
I can't help feeling it's a bit of a shame, though.
What?
Grey Gables would have been a bit special.
Oh, no, Mum.
I bought that lovely dress.
You can still wear your posh frock. And at least at the ball you don't have to eat cake with silly little forks and worry about spilling stuff on the carpet. And Jolene and Frieda always do lovely food.
Oh, I know. And the children will probably be much happier in the ball than somewhere like Grey Gables. At least they can play where they like and not do any damage.
That'd be great, Mum.
I know. Oh, look at the time. I need to open up the post office.
And it's a big occasion, your half century.
Oh, don't call it that, Tracy. It makes me feel like an ancient monument.
You want to be able to invite all the friends you've made over the past 50 years.
Well, I haven't really kept in touch with that many.
We'll have to do a bit of research then, won't we?
Oh, I'll see you later, love. Bye, Tracy.
Bye. Right, Emma. Do you know where your mum keeps her address book?
Why?
I want to dig out some of her old mates, and we haven't got long to get the party invites out.
Oh, it's probably in that little bureau thing in the lounge.
Will you have a cup of tea, Alan?
Oh, thanks, Nick, but I really can't stop. I'm due over in Pennyhasset at 3 o'clock.
Well, don't let us keep you.
Joe.
The reason I'm here, Joe, apart from the pleasure of seeing you, is to give you this.
Oh. Yeah.
We had a huge amount of produce gifted for the Harvest Festival, and I thought you might like a bit of it.
Don't need produce.
Well, no, I know you don't need veg. You're pretty much self-sufficient this time of year, aren't you?
Probably all going to rack and ruin out there now.
No, it's not. Eddie's been looking after the garden, along with a bit of help from George.
Mm.
was only telling me at the weekend either put the nets over your cabbages to keep the pigeons from eating them.
Yeah. I did bring you some blackberries.
Oh, lovely. You like a nice blackberry and apple pie, don't you, Joe?
And a few tins of stuff I thought you'd appreciate. Sardines, corned beef, rice pudding.
Yeah, see? And all your favourites.
Some ginger biscuits, which might be a bit on the hard side, but I find they're very good for dunking.
You could have brought me some baccy.
Oh, Joe.
Well, strange as it may seem, nobody contributed any tobacco to the Harvest Festival.
Yeah, and Eddie said he'd pick you some up on his way home.
Ah, well, I wish he could remove that.
Look, I'll tell you what, Joe. It's a lovely day out there. Sun's shining, sky's blue. Why don't we take a little stroll in your garden?
Mm. Oh, you can if you want.
Wouldn't you like to check on things? Make sure Eddie and George are doing a proper job out there?
No. I ain't too steady on me legs.
Oh, come on. You can lean on me. Come on.
No.
Look, I've tried, Alan.
Do you good to smell the fresh air?
Well, it still hurts to move about.
OK. Some other day, then.
Don't reckon I'll ever get out there again.
I'm sure that's not true.
Well, what do you know about how I feel?
Well, I know you're as tough as old boots, Joe, and you always bounce back.
I'm 92 years old and I've had enough.
Oh, don't say that.
You're going to have a new great-grandchild in... How long is it now, Nick?
Just another week or so.
No, that's not worth hanging on for. I don't know what is. Well, I'd better make a move, I suppose.
Oh, before you go, Alan, I've had an idea for the organ fund.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know last year the kids at Loxley Barrett produced a calendar with one of their paintings for each month? I wondered if the junior church kids might do something similar.
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
Only, we need to get on with it if we're going to have it ready in time for Christmas.
Well, you're going to have your hands full, aren't you?
Yeah, but maybe I could get someone else to...
I think I'll have a little lie down.
Oh, do you want me to give you a hand?
No, I can get myself onto the bed. Thank you very much.
Right you are. Well, look, you have a good rest, and I'll come and see you again in a day or two. No, stay there, Nick. I can find my own way. I'll see you soon, Joe.
Don't put yourself out. No point in you hanging about, neither.
I'll wait until Eddie gets back.
Well, I'm going to have a doze.
Well, I'll go and sit in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, what about the kids? Won't they be home from school wanting their tea?
No, not for a couple of hours yet.
Daryl!
Oh, no.
Hey, Daryl! Oh, I've been trying to get hold of you.
Oh, it's you, Vicar. Sorry, I didn't realise.
Yeah, I left you a message. Good grief, you have been in the wars, haven't you?
No, it's okay, it's nothing.
Yeah, Sheila told me what happened.
Sheila? She all right?
Yeah.
Only I kind of lost it with her.
She said.
I feel really bad about it. It wasn't her fault what happened. Perhaps I should give her a call, tell her I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sure she'd appreciate that. And where are you off to just now, then?
I was going over to Grange Farm.
Oh,
see right. If I can catch up with Rosa before she knocks off work. Huh.
Well, when you've done that, why don't you pop down to the vicarage?
What for?
Well, cup of tea, something to eat.
Well,
And I've got some stuff from the Harvest Festival that you might be glad of.
What sort of stuff?
Well, food, mainly. Although I've got a few other bits and pieces you might find useful.
I don't know,
Well, it's up to you, of course. Look, I've just got to go and make a call in Pennyhasset, but I'll be back in an hour, so I'll maybe see you later.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
All right, Emma.
Oh, hello. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Got down here a bit early because I knew I'd need to sneak into the bull and go to the loo.
Baby sitting on your bladder.
And kicking its legs.
Yeah, Kira was just the same.
Oh, well, I'd better get over to the bus stop, I suppose. The kids will be here soon.
Well, you've got 5 minutes yet. And you can see the bus coming from here. I should stay sat down if I were you.
All right. Why don't you join me?
Oh, okay.
Nice to see the sun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I went over to visit Joe this morning.
Oh, yeah? How's he doing?
Mm.
Not very well at all, I'm afraid.
Ed said he was in a bad way last week.
Yeah. Alan dropped by. It was really kind of him to come round, but... Well, we tried to persuade him to take a walk round the garden while the weather's so lovely, but he wasn't having any of it.
That's not like Joe.
Yeah. Clary's worried sick about him. So's Eddie. They don't like to leave him on his own, which is what's why I went over. Eddie had to go and see about a job, and Clary's had so much time off already from Bridge Farm.
Look, I'd like to help out, but when I'm not working, I've got Kira.
I know, but Joe would love to see her. She always cheers him up.
And I'm a bit busy at the moment, organising my mum's 50th birthday party.
Hmm. Right. When's that then?
12th of October.
Oh, quite soon.
Yeah.
Well, maybe after that.
What?
The thing is, I was talking to Alan this morning about perhaps doing a calendar for the organ fund.
Calendar?
Yeah, using paintings the kids have done.
Everyone does calendars these days, don't they?
So, you wouldn't be interested in helping with it?
Me?
Only I'm going to be busy when the little one puts in an appearance.
Yeah, obviously, but...
Right, you don't want to do it.
No, it's not that I don't want to. It's just... Well, I might have my own idea for the organ fund.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? What? I don't want to say anything just yet. It's still at the planning stage, and, Look, here comes the school bus.
Right.
Do you want a hand getting up?
No, I'm all right. I can... Oh. Oh, no. I think I just...
What's the matter?
My water's just broke.
Oh, God.
I'm not due for another week, and the kids will be here any minute.
It's all right.
And Will's at work, and my mum's gone to Birmingham shopping today. What am I going to do?
You're going to stay here and not panic, all right?
But Jake and Mia...
I'll look after the kids, don't worry. They can come back to Ambridge View for their tea. First thing to do is to ring Will and then get you to the hospital.
You're still looking for work, then?
I have to, don't I? I'll stop my job seekers otherwise.
And where are you staying now?
Not staying anywhere. And don't tell me to go back to the Elms. I'm not going near that place again.
No. Well, while we're waiting for that kettle to boil, like I said, there's a few bits and pieces here from the Harvest Festival. There's some packets of biscuits, some chocolate, apples.
It's great, but I'm not sure I can carry all that lot.
Ah, well, I did wonder about that, and I thought you might be able to make use of this.
Someone donated a rucksack to the Harvest Festival.
No, this is an old thing of mine. Bit battered, I'm afraid, but it's yours if you want it.
That's great. Thanks.
And I've packed inside, you don't have to take it if you don't want it, there's a sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag?
Well, nights can get pretty chilly this time of year, and if you're sleeping out...
Thanks, Alan.
No, it's nothing, really.
It's not nothing. It's really kind. I'm sorry.
It's all right, mate. Nothing to be sorry about.
What are they doing out there?
Playing Grandmother's Footsteps, by the look of it.
And Brad's joining in?
Seems to be.
Your dad's a star, isn't he? Taking them all outside to play like that.
Yeah, he could probably do with a bit of help.
You think we should give him a hand?
Well, I've got to finish clearing the tea things.
I'll just do the rest of these invites for Susan's party. There's one or two names in here I'm not sure about.
Any news?
No, nothing yet.
Oh, my goodness, Emma. It was lucky you were there.
Yeah, it certainly was. Happened just as the school bus was arriving and Nick flew into a right odd panic.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
So I got straight on the phone to Will. He was there in about 10 minutes.
Oh, good.
Drove us straight off to the hospital. So at least he'll be there for the birth this time. I brought Jake and Mia back for their tea and then Tracy turned up.
I brought my two with me. Hope you don't mind.
They're all out in the garden with Dad.
I mean, I wanted to get these invites finished.
Oh, I phoned Clary to let her know.
What about Nick's mum?
Oh, Will said he'd call her.
By the way, Susan, who's Carol Broadhead?
What?
I thought she was one of your friends from school, but she's got an address in Wolverhampton.
How do you know about Carol?
I've been going through your address book.
Oh, Carol?
For the party invites.
Oh, wasn't she that woman you met in prison?
Oh, probably not one for the party then. What about Maureen Travis?
Oh, please don't tell me you've invited her.
Look, never mind about that now. Clary said she'd go over to the cottage and look after Jake and Mia till Will gets home.
Clary's got enough on her plate with Joe.
Well, yeah,
look, but... Jake and Mia can stay here tonight.
Here?
They can go in with George and Kira.
Kira won't be happy.
Well, there's no telling what time this baby will arrive. Will could be at the hospital all night.
Oh, look at her little fingers. Like she's waving to us.
Hello, Poppy.
Oh, you're right. It suits her. Poppy.
Yeah. Funny, isn't it? Yesterday I was really coming round to the idea of Ava for a little girl, but... Oh, but the minute I saw her, I thought... No. Poppy.
Oh, she's beautiful. Just like her mum. Mm.
Oh, I think she looks more like you.
What? Little squinched up eyes and a nose like a button?
Yeah, just like you.
Your ears, though. Nice, neat little ears.
Oh, come on. Bits of both of us, then.
Yeah.
Oh, our daughter.
That we made, the two of us. Well, but you did all the hard work.
Oh, it wasn't that hard. Once she decided to get born, it was quite easy, wasn't it?
Not what you said at the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I swear at you?
Oh, hardly at all.
Which is a lot easier than either Jake or Mia. I think it's quite different.
Oh, Mia's the spitting image of you.
Oh, when they were born, I mean. Yeah. Mind you, they were both great big babies and Jake had loads of hair.
Did he?
Yeah, whereas our little Poppy...
Small, but perfectly formed.
And bald as a coot.
And did she behave herself last night?
Oh, I only woke up about 4 or 5 times.
Oh, you must be knackered.
I'm okay. Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, a couple of hours.
Were Jake and Mia all right?
Yeah, yeah, they're fine. They were sitting having their breakfast when I got over to Ambridge View. But Mia wasn't too keen on going to school.
Oh, wasn't she?
Thought it was much more important to visit her new sister.
But you managed to persuade her, yeah?
Yeah, I walked down to the school bus with them and told them we should be home when they get back this afternoon.
Oh, I can't wait. I'd have gone last night if they'd let me.
Mum said she'd try and be there by lunchtime and bring lunch with her.
Oh, that'd be lovely. My own house and some proper home-cooked food.
Now, you be a good boy for Emma, all right?
I want to go in the garden.
Yeah, we will in a little while.
I want to see some snails.
Oh. Snails?
Yeah, who likes collecting snails?
Oh, nasty, slimy things.
I like snails.
Oh, well, look, thank you so much for having him, Emma.
That's okay.
It's just I wasn't expecting to need childcare today. Clary's had to take time off to look after Joe. I've told Mum I'll do a shift in the dairy.
And now with Nick's baby arriving.
Yeah, I know. That was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was lucky I was there.
You were?
Yeah. We were waiting for the school bus when Nick's waters broke.
Oh.
I had to sort it all out. Phone in Will and Clary and then bring Jake and Mia back with George. They ended up staying the night.
Have you seen the baby?
Oh, Will sent a picture. Yeah, yeah, hang on. I'll show you.
There.
Oh, sweet. Funny looking thing, isn't she?
She got a name yet?
Poppy.
Oh, that's nice.
You can see why they called her that, can't you?
Can you?
Yeah, she's so pink.
All babies look like munchkins when they're first born.
Oh, no.
I know Henry did.
Kira was a beauty from day one.
In you come.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Oh, it's nice and warm in here.
You sit yourself down, Nick.
Could you hold her? Do you think, Clary?
Oh, I'd love to.
Just while I take my coat off.
Oh, that's it, Poppy. You come say hello to your grandma. Oh, you forget they're so small, don't you?
Yeah, £6, 6 ounces.
Well, you did decide to come early, didn't you, my puppet?
But she's been checked over and she's all in perfect working order, aren't you, sweetheart?
She's gorgeous. Looks just like you.
Do you reckon? I think she's more like Will.
Oh, no, he was not a pretty baby, our William.
Wasn't he?
I wouldn't admit it at the time, but... I knew he wouldn't be winning any bunny baby competitions.
Ooh, something smells good.
Made a shepherd's pie for lunch, that's all right.
Oh, perfect.
I put your bag upstairs and I brought the Moses basket down.
Oh, Clara's just been telling me what an ugly baby you were.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
You look like Joe, but without the hair.
Ah, charming.
You got better as you grew up.
And now he's perfectly lovely.
I wouldn't go that far.
Now, you're going to go back to your mum, Poppy? Only I got to put the veg on for lunch.
Oh, let's try on the Moses basket, shall we?
Oh,
yes.
All right.
See how she likes it, won't we? Eh?
There you go, sweetheart. You have a little lie down there.
And let's tuck the blanket round you. Oh, that's it. There we go.
How's Grandad today?
Oh, just the same. Tried to persuade him to come over with me, but he weren't having it. It's like everything's too much effort, like he can't be bothered no more.
Oh, we'll bring Poppy over to see him in a day or two, won't we, baby?
That'll cheer him up.
Dad's with him, is he?
No, your dad ain't got back from the market by the time I had to leave, so Kathy's sitting with him.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Got nothing else to do at the moment, has she? You know she quit her job.
At the golf club, yeah, we heard.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'll just give these beans a few minutes and it'll be ready.
Lovely.
Poppy all right?
Yeah, it seems to like her Moses basket okay.
Your mum coming to see her, is she?
Yeah, later on this afternoon when Jake and Mia are back from school.
And what about George?
Well, I did say to Emma, could we bring him back here for his tea, but you know what she's like.
Mm.
No, she was wonderful yesterday. Couldn't have been more helpful.
And have you got time off now, William?
Yeah, I'm home for the next fortnight.
Yeah, Brian was all right about it, wasn't he?
I rang him last night to tell him and he said, oh, that's bad timing.
Oh, dear.
Because, of course, today is the first day of the shooting season.
Right.
But it's not a problem. Poppy's actually done us a favour arriving so early, because things don't start getting busy till later in the month. Well, Pete can manage perfectly well while I'm here with you.
OK, mate. All secure at the back.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Another load of porkers for the abattoir?
Yeah.
And I've just been giving Mum a hand in the dairy. She's only got Clary working part-time at the moment.
What have you done with Henry?
Emma's got him for the morning. You heard that Nick's baby arrived, did you?
No.
Yesterday. Little girl. While she was waiting for the school bus.
She had it on the green?
No, she made it to the hospital. Emma was the heroine of the hour, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'd better get over there. She did me a big favour having Henry this morning, and I promised I'd pick him up before lunch.
Were you in the shop yesterday?
Yeah, of course.
Was Kirsty there?
Yes. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just wondered. I haven't seen her for a while, that's all. Thought she might be on holiday or something.
You saw her last week, didn't you?
Only in passing.
Didn't she go to that food fair with you?
Oh, yeah. It's just, I haven't seen her much since, and she's not answering a phone.
Oh, isn't she? Well, I know that she was at some Borchester wildlife thing on Sunday.
Ah, right. Probably turned her phone off so as not to disturb the birds or whatever.
Yeah. And she often turns it off in the shop. Probably at Jack's too, if they're busy.
That's the trouble. She leads such a hectic life, doesn't she?
Well, do you want me to get her to call you?
No. It's okay. I'll try her again later.
Yeah, and you'll see her on Friday anyway.
Friday?
Alice's party?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's going to be at Jack's, isn't it? You going?
Yeah, I hope so, but...
But what?
Well, I'm feeling a bit guilty asking Mum and Dad to babysit again. Been out so much lately.
Oh, well, they don't mind. And it should be a great party.
He was a bit off with Alan.
Oh, he'll understand. He won't take it personal. Joe's like that with us all at the moment. It's like he's off in a world of his own.
So unlike him, though.
Yes, I know.
And he's so frail. Normally you forget how old he is because he's always up and doing something.
And he eats like a horse, usually. Now he's just picking at his food like a little bird. Oh. Breaks my heart to see him like this.
I know.
Never thought I'd say this, Nick, but I'd give me eye teeth to have rude, cantankerous old Joe back again.
We're back.
Hello. Oh. Where is she? Where's my little sister?
Shh. Now, Mia, you don't want to wake her up.
Shh. Hello, George.
Hello.
Oh, and Emma.
Oh.
I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not.
I couldn't resist coming to have a look.
Oh,
It's good to see you.
Well, I'm not tiny when I was born.
Yeah, you're a little bit bigger, but not much.
What does she do?
Not a lot.
First few weeks, she just eats and sleeps and gets a bit bigger.
Oh. Shall we get the cars out, George?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we're not stopping, Georgie. I've left Grandad looking after Kira. I promised I'd come straight home.
Well, I'll run you back, don't worry.
Oh, all right then.
All right, go on, boys. Off you go.
Come on, Jake.
I'm really glad to see you, Emma. I wanted to say thank you so much for yesterday.
That was lucky I was there.
Yeah, I was in such a state of shock, I couldn't think what to do.
Oh, you only had to give me a call.
I know, Clary, but I really wasn't thinking straight.
That was always the arrangement. I'd look after Jake and Mia while you were having the little one.
Well, that was before Joel's accident, though, Mum.
I'd still have come if you'd called me.
I know you would, but...
But I just happened to be there.
Well, anyway, it all worked out fine in the end.
Actually, Clary, I'm glad I've seen you.
Why?
I wanted to ask you something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we were talking about the organ fund.
You were?
Oh, yeah, we were, about doing a calendar.
Well... That was your idea. I wondered about doing a cookbook.
Cookbook?
Yeah.
Oh, never had you down for something like that.
I might not have your years of experience, Clary, but I have got 2 MVQs in catering.
Oh, yes. I know you have, love.
Anyway, the idea is to get everyone to contribute their best recipes. You know, like the things they're really good at.
Oh, like your steak and kidney pie, Mum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, Poppy opened her eyes.
Oh, yeah, she's waking up, isn't she?
Probably means she's hungry.
Can I hold her now?
All right, sweetheart, but just for a minute. Grandma's right, she'll want feeding soon. You sit here beside me. That's right, here you go.
I think I'll sit on your other side, just in case.
Yeah. Come on, Poppy. Now put your elbow up, Mia, so you can support her head. That's it, that's right. Here you go. You got her.
My little sister.
Oh, William, you look so proud sitting there with your 3 girls. Ah, oh, I wish I had a camera.
Oh, I've got one on my phone. Hold on a sec. There.
Oh, that's lovely, Emma.
Oh, she doesn't like me.
Of course she likes you.
Probably doesn't like having a photo taken.
No, I think she just wants her tea. Thank you, Poppy.
Morning, Rosa.
Oh, is this where the pits or what?
Yeah, tell me about it.
I'm going to have to get a car.
How are you going to afford that?
Oh, rubber bank.
Oh, well, that's one option, I suppose.
There is no wetter place to be than on a scooter when it's raining.
Well, I think yourself lucky you weren't out in it last night. Did you hear the thunder?
Yeah.
Woke both the kids up. Kira insisted on coming into bed with us. Well, George thought it was brilliant. Stood up at the window watching the lightning. Glad I didn't have to be out in that.
Yeah. Anyway, I hear you've got a new addition to the family.
Hey?
Your brother and his missus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Little girl, Mike says.
Yeah, Poppy. Arrived a bit unexpectedly.
Oh, have you seen her?
No. Emma went over yesterday and my mum. Oh, she's over the moon to have another granddaughter.
Oh, I bet. Well, I'd better get inside and get on, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, I'll see ya.
Oh, let's have another look.
You've only just looked.
I want to see them in the daylight.
They'll get wet.
Oh, well, this may be news to you, Kenton, but gold does not dissolve in water.
No, but the little velvet box...
Oh, come on. Under this awning. Give me the umbrella. Now, show me.
All right, if you insist. Ooh, that's odd.
What?
Little box. I could have sworn I put it in my pocket.
Oh, stop it.
No, it's not in the right-hand pocket.
Come here.
Careful, I'm very ticklish.
No, there.
Oh, I can't imagine how I mislaid it.
Oh, no, you hold the umbrella.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, look. Aren't they beautiful?
Yeah, gorgeous.
No, Sid never wanted a wedding ring. Neither did Wayne come to that.
Well, no, I never had one when I married Mel.
Yeah, but you said you wanted one.
Well, this time, yeah, definitely. It'll be there constantly to remind me that I am the luckiest man in the world.
No, no, I'm the lucky one. In 4 weeks' time, I'll be Mrs. Archer.
4 weeks? Still got time to change your mind?
Oh, yeah, I suppose I could.
Yeah, I'm sure I could get a good price for these rings on eBay.
No, I reckon you'll do.
Yeah?
Now, put them away. Inside pocket, remember?
Mm-hmm.
When we get home, put them somewhere safe.
Yeah, yeah, I will. And I don't think I'll hand them over to Jamie until the day.
Cool.
He's got a remarkable talent for losing things.
Hey, you won't forget about the fitting for his suit.
No, don't worry. Can't have my best man in trousers that are too short. Come on, let's get home.
Yeah, okay. Oh, and we need to make a decision about photographs.
Well, what's to decide?
Do we want a video?
Video? Oh, yeah. I want to be able to relive the vision of you walking down the aisle to the strains of Charles Aznavour.
Charles Aznavour?
Yeah, singing She.
Well, where did that come from?
Well, that song always makes me think of you.
Hello, Rosa.
Dad! What the hell are you doing here?
Come to see you, of course.
But you're not supposed to come in here.
Surely this bit don't matter.
Not without overalls and a hairnet.
Crates are stacked. It's not like where you got the raw milk.
Oh, you're dripping all over the floor.
Yeah, it's chucking it down out there.
What do you want?
Like I said, to see you.
Well, you've seen me now.
And I've got a bit of money for you. Well, for your mum.
Why don't you just stick it through the letterbox like you usually do? Now, don't come any closer.
Just take it, Rosa.
All right. But I'm busy, Dad. I'm working.
You can spare 5 minutes, surely.
What for?
I just thought it'd be nice if we could, you know, have a chat.
I've got nothing to say to you.
We could go down the ball, maybe.
Oh, no way.
We'll just have a drink together.
That's the reason you keep coming back to Ambridge, ain't it?
What?
Not to see me.
What are you talking about?
So you can sit in the bull all night nursing half a pint hoping someone else will buy you a drink.
That's not true.
You think I don't know? People talk in the village, you know.
Well, so what? I'm not doing any harm.
And do you want to know why they won't talk to you? Why they don't buy you a drink? Because you smell.
You what?
You're like some seedy old tramp. And if you're going to come and see me, you might at least have the decency to have a wash. Now, please. Leave me alone.
All right. If that's how you feel...
I've got work to do.
I'll go then. Bye, Rosa.
It's not much fun when their udders are all covered in mud, but I don't need to tell you that, do I, Grandma? But they're still milking well. There's plenty of goodness yet in the grass.
Don't know what else he expects me to see.
Who?
That bloke.
What are you talking about?
The officer.
Officer?
Oh, you know, who come this morning?
Oh, you mean from the local authority? Yeah, well, yeah, Mum said you'd done a visit.
All these questions.
Well, it is their job, Grandad. They have to talk to everyone who was there when you had your accident.
All I know is my feet went from under me. I tried to save myself and down I went. Nothing more I can see.
Well, I know
so
that,
why do they keep going on about it?
Because they've got to find out exactly what happened.
I told them what happened.
Yeah, but it shouldn't have. That's the point. You're the victim of someone else not doing their job properly. So, George and me went up to see Bartleby again the other evening. I was wondering if maybe we could get you in the car, drive you up to the field.
You've been to see this babby, have you?
What?
Nick's babby.
Me? No.
You should.
Well, Emma went, and George. He weren't very impressed, to be honest. Mind you, he was hoping it was going to be a boy. He'd never really forgiven Kira for being a girl.
That's something you got in common.
What do you mean? I love having a daughter.
I'm talking about you and William.
Eh?
You both got little girls now.
So what?
So... why don't you shake him by the hand and buy him a drink?
Oh, come on, Grandad, that's not going
to
happen, is it?
I don't want to go to my grave knowing you two are still at each other's throats.
Well, you're not going to your grave any time soon.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Afternoon, Rosa. How's it going?
Okay.
Rosa? Whatever's the matter?
Nothing.
You've been crying.
Oh, that's my mascara run.
Well, just a bit. I've got a handkerchief somewhere.
Oh, I must look like a right witch.
Ah, here we are.
Thanks. It was just my dad showed up.
Your dad?
I didn't mean to be such a cow. It's just he's so
It's so embarrassing. And I know I shouldn't say that about my dad, but...
Look, come and sit down. Come on.
He's always doing it. He always lets us down and we end up having to move. And then just when we're sorted, like we were here...
Here in Ambridge?
With a nice house and mum with a decent job that she was happy doing, he goes and messes everything up again. And he expects me and Anna to just forgive him all the time, carry on like nothing's happened.
It must be hard.
And I can't do it. I can't keep on making excuses for him.
Well, he's really down on his luck just now.
I know. I know he is. But he's no one else to blame but himself.
Anything I can do?
No. Nothing anyone can do.
Sure.
I'll be fine. Just so long as he leaves me alone.
So, you're going to be boogieing up the aisle to Blue Suede Shoes.
Yeah. That'd be different, wouldn't it? No, Fallon suggested Love Me Tender.
Oh.
Or Can't Help Falling in Love With You.
Mm, yeah.
Well, don't have to be Elvis. It's just he does fit in with the old 50s theme.
Yeah. Oh, what about the Righteous Brothers?
Hmm. Or Etta James.
Oh, now you're talking.
You're singing At Last.
Oh, no, we really ought to have that for our first dance, shouldn't we?
Yeah, but we're going to have the band playing for dancing.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, unless they've got a singer who's a perfect Etta James sound-alike.
Evening.
Oh, hello. Hey,
what do you reckon to Etta James, Oliver?
Who's Etta James?
Oh, never mind. What can I get you?
Well, I was hoping Caroline would be here.
Oh, I haven't seen her.
I suggested we should meet here when she finished work, but predicting what time that will be is like predicting the winner...
Oh, what's the matter?
Daryl Makepeace. How long has he been here?
When did he come in, Canton?
Oh, about an hour ago. He's becoming a bit of a fixture, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, but he does put the other customers off a bit.
Well, he did go straight in the gents when he came in and had a good wash.
Well, he came over to Grange Farm earlier to see his daughter. You know, Rosa works with Mike?
Yeah, yeah.
Managed to upset her quite badly.
Oh, no.
I wonder if I should have a word.
No, I'd leave well alone if I were you.
Yeah, probably best not to get involved.
Anyhow, what do you have?
Scotch and soda, please.
Right.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Ah, Ed.
Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting to see you here.
I'm just waiting for Caroline. Let me buy you a drink. Come on. What are you having?
Okay, I'll have a pint of lager, please.
Come on up.
You help yourself to soda.
Thanks. How's your granddad?
Not too good, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
Well, we hoped he'd have perked up a bit by now, but
Well, so did I.
He's still quite poorly, you know, and he's very down about it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ed.
Yeah, well...
And what about the new baby? Have you seen her yet?
No, but Emma has, and George.
And she's doing all right?
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Funny looking little thing.
I thought you hadn't seen her.
Well, I've seen a photograph, and... Right. You know, they've called her Poppy.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, but the thing is, Nick wanted to call her Adele, but they decided against that, because Dad's got a ferret called Adele.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go, mate.
Oh, cheers, thanks. Well, Will's obviously forgotten that we also had a famous cow called Poppy.
What was she famous for?
Painting.
Painting?
What? Painting pictures?
Yeah. She had some of her work exhibited in a gallery over at Lower Loxley.
You're not serious?
Yeah, that crossed my heart. It was a silly bet, you know. Dad saw some piece of modern art.
Well, and he thought, my cow can do better than that.
So, basically, Will's named his daughter after a cow, which is not right.
So you think it's funny, do you?
What?
It's all right for you lot, isn't it? You've all got homes to go to.
Ed was just telling us a funny story, mate.
Yeah, I saw the way you was looking at me.
Me?
Daryl.
I promise you I wasn't.
Lowering the tone, am I?
Look, not so low.
Can't have some homeless vagrants embarrassing the respectable customers now, can you?
Hey, that's enough now, Daryl.
Oh, that's enough now, Daryl. That's all I hear these days. Put a sock in it, Daryl. Move along there, Daryl. Take yourself off where decent folk can't see you.
Hey, look, mate, I'm sorry, but you can't stay in here.
Don't worry, I'm going. I know where I'm not wanted.
Careful!
Oh, dear.
What's that all about?
I don't know. But if he carries on like that, we're going to have to bar him.
I'm looking, obviously. But to be honest, I'm not very optimistic.
Aren't you?
I've contacted the local agencies, but they all say the same thing.
Nothing going?
Not in management, no. And I know I can't afford to be choosy. I'm willing to take a lower salary. But there are just too many people after too few jobs. No, shampoo.
Left-hand side, top shelf.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Morning, Mum.
Hello, love.
And many happy returns.
Thank you.
Oh, hi, Cathy.
Is it your birthday? Oh, I'm sorry, I should have remembered.
I try my best to forget, but my children won't let me.
Oh, come on, Mum. We're allowed to make a fuss of you once a year, surely.
If you insist.
Oh, how's the cake coming along?
What?
The wedding cake.
Cakes. There are three of them.
Well, you've made them already?
Yes.
Wow.
Can I just pay you for this, Jill?
Is that all you want?
Oh, for now, yes. I'm just going for a swim.
Oh.
I'm trying to keep fit till another job comes along.
You can always sign up here. We're on the lookout for new volunteers.
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't afford to work for nothing. Not as long as I've still got Jamie at home.
No.
Oh, talking of Jamie...
That's £2.70 then, please.
I've got to take him for a suit fitting.
It's in the diary, don't worry.
I haven't seen Jamie in ages. How's he getting on with the tree surgery?
Fine. He absolutely loves it.
I don't suppose you know what he's cooking up for my stag night, do you?
No idea. I think that's right, Jill.
Lovely, thanks.
You mentioned Amsterdam, but I managed to talk him out of it.
I should hope so. Bye for now.
Enjoy your swim.
Yeah, bye. She's not happy, is she?
Oh, you noticed, did you?
I wasn't insensitive, was I?
It is a bit of an awkward situation for her.
Yeah, I know. But hey, life goes on.
Anyway, are you going to this meeting tonight?
What meeting?
About the Christmas show. Please don't tell me you've forgotten.
Oh, well, I had rather.
Oh, don't let me down, Kenton. I need your moral support.
Why?
Because Linda confided in me that she's planning an evening of Jane Austen. But
Jane Austen? That's not very Christmassy.
No. It'll be just like last year. Very worthy.
Yeah, but massively dull.
So, unless you can come up with some kind of regency equivalent of your Lord of Misrule...
Oh, isn't it about time that we had a proper panto?
Cathy.
Morning, Linda.
Been swimming again?
Yes.
Goodness me, you're going to be fit.
Is Caroline in her office?
I'm not sure where she is at the moment. We have a conference on this morning and they're laying on a special lunch in the Darrington room. Can I help at all?
I'm afraid there's another problem with the health club.
Oh, I thought we had that all under control now.
There's a block loo in the ladies.
Oh, no.
Well, it could happen any time, but it is a bit unpleasant.
There's just one thing after another. All right, I'll get on to maintenance straight away. There's really no need to bother Caroline. She's got more than enough on her plate at the moment.
I know.
This business with Joe.
And did you enjoy it last night?
Very much.
The food was lovely, wasn't it?
Although they're quite a sober lot in Darrington, aren't they?
You didn't try the rhubarb wine then?
Oh, that was lethal, wasn't it? No, I meant when we have the harvest supper here, we always end up with a bit of music or some dancing.
Yeah. When did we last have it at Brookfield? Was it last year?
No, the year before. And we had a proper barn dance.
With Jolene calling, I remember. Now, how about another cup of tea?
Oh, no thanks, Mum.
Won't take me a minute to top up the pot.
Oh, I shall have to go soon. I'm teaching this afternoon.
That's a shame.
Have you heard from Daniel?
Yes. He rang to wish me a happy birthday.
He rang you? Good heavens. Where is he now?
New York.
Oh, he made it then.
Didn't you know?
Last I heard, he was on a Greyhound bus heading east.
He's staying in a really nice place in Queens, and he's been on the Staten Island Ferry and to the Statue of Liberty.
We have to rely on his rather cryptic posts on Facebook. Oh, I'm so pleased he decided to defer a year.
It'll broaden his horizons, doing a bit of travelling.
Mm.
I was chatting to Alistair about it last night at the harvest supper. He told me you'd offered to take Daryl in at the stables.
Oh, yes, we did.
He never mentioned it.
No, well, he turned us down. I was going to tell you, Mum, but since nothing came of it, there didn't seem much point.
It was very brave of you.
Foolish, more like. I know Alistair had real reservations. Well, so did I, if I'm honest. But we've got that great big house with bedrooms to spare, and there was poor Darrell without even a roof over his head. It just felt like the right thing to do.
Alistair said he let fly at you.
Oh, that was later. But it was all a misunderstanding, Mum, and he has apologised.
Have you seen him since?
No, but Alan has. And Darrell sent me a text message.
A text message?
Yeah, saying how ashamed he was. I'm sure it was a one-off. He had been horribly beaten up, poor man.
Kenton said there was some kind of incident in the pub.
What?
Last night.
What sort of incident?
I don't know the details.
Can I come in?
Hello, David. Lovely to see you.
Hi.
Hi, Sheila. Happy birthday, Mum.
Thank you, darling. Yeah. Oh, they're gorgeous.
Well, bit Coles to Newcastle bringing you flowers.
Now, I really must make a move.
Oh, don't let me drive you away.
Now, I've got a lesson at 3. Enjoy the rest of your birthday, Mum.
Bye, darling.
See you, Sheila.
Bye.
Bye.
Cup of tea?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Put the kettle on, will you?
OK. Ruth sends apologies. She'll come round later with the boys, but she's busy calf feeding at the moment. And we've got the contractors in today.
Harvesting potatoes?
No, that's all done. Finished on Tuesday. No, this is the maize silage. But we can leave them to get on with it. Whereas calf feeding...
Yes, that's the trouble with block calving, isn't it? Too many mouths to feed all at once.
Ruth is dropping large hints about us getting an automated calf feeder.
She was telling me about one she'd seen at one of the shows.
Yeah, well, can't even think about it for the next year or two. Still paying off the loan for that slurry tank.
Yes. Oh, I got a lovely card from Pip. That one there with the owl.
Oh.
And a great long email about how many hectares of winter wheat she's drilled.
That's exciting.
And what fun she's having with the Yorkshire Young Farmers.
Oh, you know a lot more than we do. We have to look at her Facebook page to find out what she's up to, but most of the time we're none the wiser.
That's exactly what Shula said.
And then Ed showed up and he was telling some funny story about this cow of Eddie's that used to paint pictures.
Oh, I remember that.
It was very funny. Anyway, we were all standing at the bar laughing, and Darrell somehow got it into his head that we were laughing at him.
Oh, no.
And completely lost it. Started ranting at us and then stormed out, sending a table flying, and disappeared.
Was he drunk?
No, definitely not. No, he's been coming in quite often, actually. He sort of cleans himself up in the gents before he comes into the bar.
Right.
And he'd been sitting there for at least an hour, nursing a half. And he was, you know, the usual Darrell, quiet and polite. Actually asked if I had any work going.
Did he?
And we don't. But I felt so sorry for him. Yeah, he looked so defeated.
Oh, I know.
I was almost tempted to offer him a shift doing washing up or something. But I didn't.
No.
Maybe if I had done, he wouldn't have gone off at the deep end like that.
Do you have any idea where he went?
No, haven't a clue.
Ugh.
He needs help, doesn't he?
I know. I know he does.
Am I too early?
No, Jill, not at all. Although we may have to wait a while for some of the others. I know Alan's going to be late, and Vicky has to get Bethany settled. But Neil should be here, and Sabrina.
Oh, you've managed to co-opt Sabrina onto the committee.
Robert, could you get that? Well, she's always been a stalwart of the Christmas show.
And who can forget her cat in Dick Whittington?
Quite. And it's about time we had a few younger people involved.
Yes, I agree. But they're all so busy these days, aren't they?
Oh, yes. But if you want something doing...
Evening, all.
Ah.
Oh, is this it?
Well, what have you done with Robert?
He's just putting the recycling out.
Oh, I asked him to do that hours ago.
But I'll sit next to you, shall I?
Mm.
I'm glad you could make it, love.
Mm. Now, Linda, tell me, what's all this about Jane Austen?
How do you know about that?
Oh, God, you know how Ambridge is for gossip.
I did mention your idea to Kent, and I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, of course not. But I do think we should wait for the others before I describe exactly what I envisage.
Oh, go on. Give us a sneak preview.
Well, all right. Briefly, the core of the evening will, of course, be readings from the novels.
What? Just one person reading?
Yes.
From a book?
There is a particularly wonderful scene in Emma, Kenton, which is set at Christmas.
I'm not especially familiar with the story, Linda, but would it be possible to dramatise this scene?
Well,
rather than just have somebody read it?
I suppose one could, although I feel with Jane Austen it's all in the language, and what you want to hear is her particular turn of phrase. Yeah,
there'll be loads of kids in the audience.
Her exquisite aperçu.
I don't think your average 8-year-old really appreciates aperçu.
They will, of course,
no matter how exquisite,
be other elements. Fancy dress, for example. I thought we could have a prize for the most decorative bonnet.
Oh, well, that'll go down well with the lads.
And there'll be music from the Regency period and dancing and drinks and nibbles inspired by the era.
It all sounds lovely, Linda.
Yeah, lovely and dull.
Kenton, how can you possibly call Jane Austen dull?
Look, speaking as your average bloke...
My worry is that... Well, don't you think it sounds a bit like last year?
Last year was a great success.
Yes, it was, but...
Yeah, you haven't forgotten my part in the proceedings?
Well, of course not, Kenton, and that's why I'm so glad you've agreed to be on the committee this year. Your input will ensure that this year's show is lively and amusing. Well,
not if it's all about book reading and bonnets and blokes in tight trousers dancing a gavotte.
I think you'll find the gavotte was by this time.
A quadrille, a fandango, whatever. I just can't see it pulling in the crowds.
Well, let's wait and see what other people think, shall we?
OK.
Have you considered doing a pantomime?
I feel I've rather exhausted my repertoire.
No, but that's the joy of panto, you know? A familiar story, familiar character...
That is the joy of revisiting Jane Austen.
Or you could adapt a classic tale. Pinocchio, for example, or something from Arabian Nights.
Robin Hood.
We've done Robin Hood. Oh, reinforcements, good. Now perhaps we can have a sensible discussion.
He's in New York now. He rang Mum on her birthday, which was pretty impressive.
Oh, indeed.
If the pictures he's posted are anything to go by, he's having a great time.
Is he travelling on his own?
Oh, no. There's 3 or 4 of them. You know, people he met at the summer camp. Safety in numbers and all that.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
Yes. Anyway, how did it go with the local authority?
They're coming back again next week.
Right.
They've spoken to Joe. They want to do a fuller investigation of people who were there on the night. They'll be in touch with David as a key witness.
Of course.
And they want to talk to me again.
But you weren't even in the country.
Oh, about the hotel's health and safety procedures.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, let's try and forget all about it. Just for one evening. How did the harvest supper go?
I thought it might put my mum's nose out of joint.
Really?
Yeah, she's not used to being upstaged in the bling department.
But her engagement ring
was... Yeah, it's beautiful, but it's not quite in the same league as Brenda's pendant.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought anything could burst your mum's balloon at the minute.
No, of course not. She's on cloud 9.
Anyway, if I'd been Brenda, I'd have hung on to the lovely Dimitri at least till I got the matching bracelet and earrings.
If he was truly as gorgeous as she makes him out to be.
Oh, why do I never have adventures like that?
Well, there's not many Russian oligarchs to be found in Borsetshire.
That's true.
How does Tom feel about it?
About what?
About Brenda. Is he upset at all?
I don't know.
It's just a bit of a slap in the face, isn't it? When your ex immediately finds someone fantastic and then goes, Noah can still do better.
Well, it's a while since they broke up.
But she's not coming back, is she? And to Ambridge, I mean.
I don't think so.
She's living at large in the big smoke by the sound of things. Oh, here they come, Friday night crew.
End of the working week. Yeah. All right for some, eh?
Yeah. Wish Alice could have chosen a different night for her party. The place is going to be heaving.
I knew there was a meeting, Mum told me. But I haven't spoken to her today, so...
Oh, I got a blow-by-blow account from Linda. It does all seem to have got rather heated.
Mum said she was planning some kind of Jane Austen event.
And thought she could rely on support from the likes of Jim and Christine. Oh, and Robert, of course. One by one, they deserted the cause.
Even Robert?
Yes.
I think he'll be sleeping on the sofa for the next few nights. She was comprehensively outvoted.
Oh, so what's going to happen?
Robin Hood and his Merry Men.
A pantomime?
Or a play. Linda hasn't quite made up her mind.
They've left it to her to decide?
Well, I think after trashing Jane Austen, they felt obliged to give her a bit of leeway.
Uh-huh. We did Robin Hood once before.
Mm. Robin Hood and the Babes in the Wood.
Yes.
With Debbie as Robin.
And Simon Gerrard as the Sheriff of Nottingham.
And wasn't Jack playing the Dame?
Oh, goodness me. What year was that?
1999, according to Linda.
Mm. The trouble with Robin Hood, it's all merry men.
I think Linda's already decided there's going to be some merry women as well.
What? Wilhelmina Scarlet and Friaress Tuck?
Something like that.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better make a move. Oh,
I thought you said Alistair was out tonight.
He is.
So, what's the hurry? Have another drink.
Well, go on then.
How are those mojitos coming along?
Oh, we're in danger of running out of mint.
No, it's all right. There's a load more in the big fridge.
Oh, good.
But I'll just take this lot over and come back for those.
Okay.
What's with the floral display?
Oh, hi, Jazza.
I'm surprised to see you here.
Well, don't say it like that.
Like what?
Like I'm lowering the tone.
Don't be daft. It's just that the bull's your usual stamping ground, isn't it? It's good to see you.
Christopher invited me.
Ah, you're here for Alice's party.
Why else?
But excuse me, I've just got to take these drinks to that table over there.
You haven't explained the floors.
Oh, they're a present to Alice from her workmates.
Taking up half the blooming bar.
Well, we couldn't think where else to put them. Can I get you a drink?
What's that you're shaking up?
Mojitos.
Yuck.
Ah, you don't like?
Waste of good rum if you ask me. Taste the green fruit gums.
Not the way I mix them.
I'll have a bottle of your grossly overpriced lager.
Okay. Hang on just a sec.
Okay, mojitos.
Coming up. Just need a few more mint leaves.
Right.
So where's the birthday girl?
Oh, over there, talking to Rob Titchener.
What's he doing here?
He's pretty chummy with the Aldridges, isn't he?
Yeah, but with all that's going on with that new dairy unit, I'm surprised he's got time to party.
Shame, innit?
What?
Oh, Alice getting hitched so young. And that's for you and Rhys. Why is it all the nice girls are spoken for?
Well, Kirsty's not spoken for, are you?
There's your mojito.
Cheers.
So, one bottle of lager.
Who's the blonde with the floor sticking up behind her ear?
Oh, India Beesborough. Bit out of your league, Jazza.
You seen how can he pull a posh bill?
Well, you're welcome to try. That's $4.95, please.
Daylight robbery.
Evening.
Hiya, Tom.
Hello.
There you go. Put the change in the poor box and watch and learn. Watch and learn.
What's he doing?
Going to chat up India Beesborough. Drink?
Yes. Lager, please.
Was Helen with you?
Helen?
Wasn't sure whether she was coming or not.
I think she's coming over later, once Henry's properly settled.
All right. That's $4.95, please.
Have you been avoiding me, Kirsty?
What? No. No, of course not.
I haven't seen you for ages.
It's been a bit of a crazy week.
I left a message on your phone this morning.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I should have got back to you. You change.
Kirsty, can you empty the dishwasher, please? We're right out of champagne flutes.
Yeah, okay. Catch you later, Tom.
Shula.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, Daryl, you scared me half to death.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I just wasn't sure if this was your car.
What are you doing here?
You did get my message, didn't you? Say no sorry I
yes,
was about...
Yes, I did.
Because I meant it. I'm really sorry. I hope you can forgive me.
Of course.
Good. I just wanted to be sure. Well, I'd best be on my way.
Oh, look, since you're here, won't you at least come in and have something to eat?
Kirsty?
Another lager?
No, I'm fine. I just wanted to talk to you.
Okay, but this is probably not a good moment. As you can see, we're kind of rushed off our feet.
Well, I just wanted to ask, you know when Brenda was here the other week?
There's another lager there, Kirsty. Trying to make myself heard in this racket. Yeah. Talk to my granny with her hearing me on the blink.
No joy with India, then.
I've met a few stuck-up cows in my time. Where are that, you?
Oh, mind the flowers, Jazza.
Sorry. You had a real traffic hazard stuck up there.
I wish someone had sent me a gorgeous bouquet like that.
I remember when posh young women appreciated a bit of rough. You know, like Lady Chatterley's lover.
You fancy yourself as a latter-day Mellors, do you?
Who's Mellors?
Lady Chatterley's lover.
Was that his name?
Haven't you read it?
Me read a novel. That'll be the day. You want money for this, didn't you?
If you don't mind, Jazza, I was having a conversation with Kirsty.
So am I. We're having a literary discussion. Is that right?
If you say so.
I don't think it's right for you to go hogging the only unattached female in this room.
What are you talking about? This room's heaving with talent.
You go and try your luck.
No, thanks.
Here's your change.
I've decided Kirsty's the only girl for me. Kirsty.
Oh, come on, Jazza.
Just a Scottish blood in your name like that.
Can't you take a hint?
Sorry, a hint.
Just get lost, will you?
Yeah, quite comfy here, propping up the bar and gazing into Kirsty's lovely eyes.
You're doing this just to wind me up, aren't you?
If you two are going to fight over me, can you please take it outside? Oh, and mind the flowers!
Out of the way, please, chaps. Let me get to the bar. Can you do another lot of mojitos, Kirsty?
Another lot?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to get a new bottle of rum.
Kirsty, my love, don't leave me!
Just how much have you had to drink, Jazza?
Will that be enough?
Mmm, lovely. It's a treat to have something hot.
I can easily cook more bacon.
Oh, no, this is fine. I'll just finish this and I'll go, yeah?
Darryl, Kenton said you were in the pub on Wednesday.
Oh. You heard about that, did you?
What happened?
It was stupid. I'd been to see Rosa and she didn't want to know me.
Oh, Darryl.
And I was a bit, you know, upset.
Of course you were.
And then these people were laughing and it felt like they were laughing at me. I know that sounds daft, but the trouble is, I haven't had a proper night's sleep in, well, I don't know how long. The vicar gave me a sleeping bag.
Did he?
Yeah, it's in the rucksack. And it's great and keeps me warm and that, but still, ever since that bloke Eric had a go at me, it's like I'm always half awake waiting for the next blow to hit me.
What you need is a few good nights' sleep.
Yeah.
And a proper bed. The offer still stands, Darryl.
What?
If you want a bed for the night...
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Why not?
What about Alistair? Will he mind me staying?
No. I showed him your text message. He knows how sorry you are about what happened. What do you say, Darryl? Will you stay?
Tom? What are you doing with those flowers?
What I've been trying to do all night. Get your attention.
Well, you've succeeded.
And I'm sorry if this sounds a bit bonkers, because this wasn't what I had in mind at all, but I've realised... Well, I suppose I realised when Jazza was making that rather ham-fisted attempt to chat you up. It suddenly dawned on me that if you're going to be anyone's girlfriend, you have to be mine.
But... I thought... What about Brenda?
Brenda? It's over between Brenda and me. Surely you know that?
But when I saw you together last week...
We're friends, that's all. She's moved on, I've moved on. We both agree we have no future together.
Really?
You surely didn't
think... Well, that's why I've been avoiding you. I saw you together and you seemed so close and I felt... I felt really jealous. And I realised that I was in big trouble because...
You mean...
I love you, Tom. I always have.
Well, that's good. Because I love you too, Kirsty.